still nobody on, but we'll keep an eye in case anybody does. Colton, do you have access to add participants if they pop on? You do?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it technically gives me the agency rules coordinator access, but
Okay.
I change the name every time so that people don't get confused.
Perfect. Just go ahead and admit them if anybody pops in.
Perfect.
All right, we'll go ahead and start it. Good afternoon. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules amending Chapter 308-109 WAC. These proposed rules create new chapters in WAC to address criteria for issuance of motorcycle instructional permits and endorsements for both two-wheel and three-wheel motorcycles. These will also address the length of validity for motorcycle permit and endorsement test. This hearing is being held via Zoom and in person at 1125 Washington Street Southeast, Olympia, Washington. This hearing is taking place at 2 p.m. on November 27th, 2023. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 23-21-097, filed with the Code Advisor's Office on October 18th, 2023. The department posts all of our rulemaking information on dol.wa.gov/about/rulemaking-activity, and this is where you can access all rulemaking notices and proposed language for this rulemaking. The sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 46.02.510. My name is Kelsey Stone, and my title is Legislative and Policy Analyst. The Director of Licensing has designated me to provide over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. Zachary Gonzalez, Program Specialist 3. Brian Jackson, Motorcycle Safety Program and Driver Training School's Assistant Administrator. Vicki Johnson, Program Specialist 3. Colton Myers, Legislative Policy Analyst. And Robert Willis, Program Specialist 5. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are audio recording this hearing. For virtual attendees wishing to testify, please provide your name and contact information in the chat or unmute and tell me you would like to testify when I call on your screen name. For those in the room wishing to testify who have not already noted their desire to testify on the sign-in sheet, please wait for me to ask the room if there is anyone else willing to testify and notify me at that time. I will ask you to provide your contact information, which will be added to the sign-in sheet. The sign-in sheet will be used to call forward individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking activity and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which I collect your information. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the proposed rules. The department has received written comments on these proposed rules. For those wishing to provide written comments, please hand them to me or email them to rulescoordinator@dol.wa.gov, and we will include them in the formal record in our response to questions. Copies of these comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral statements from those present. And Eddie is with DOL, yes?
Correct.
Okay, so we don't have anybody online. Are there any other comments on these rules? Hearing none, we thank you for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all those who have made oral or written comments. And with that, this hearing is adjourned.